morning show if you're just joining us. We are very happy to welcome into the studio Cindy Cashdollar, whom we just heard, and Jack Petrozelli. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you both here. It's always a pleasure when you guys are in the studio. There's an aura about you that the place is glowing. We got a disco ball on, and well, little lights are flying all over the room.
Yeah, it's a morning party.
Yeah, it's super cool. Well, it's a pleasure to have you both here, and I saw you 2 days ago, which was a treat. You were hanging out with Joan Osborne. Jack, you've done a lot of work with Joan, and recently she put out a live Dylanology album and maybe two other Dylan records.
Yeah, exactly. This Dylanology album was something that was recorded back in 2018. That was a live record, but we recorded the band record in 2017, the Songs of Bob Dylan. Interesting story about that was that Joan was invited to do a residency at the Carlyle Hotel in Manhattan. And for those of you that don't know the Carlyle is a sort of a cabaret, very sophisticated room. And for those of you that do know the Carlyle, you remember Bobby Short. And Bobby Short was the main guy, piano player, at the Carlyle. So, you know, it's like opera. As the people age, they sort of fade out of listening to opera. As people age, they sort of fade out of going to the Carlyle. So the manager was trying to bring in some younger blood. So he asked Joan to do it. And Joan thought, well, let me turn it on to the American Songbook of Bob Dylan. And for those of you that know Bob Dylan's music, it's never ending. The guy has 700 and some odd songs, if not 1,000 songs. And each one is a complete novel on its own. It's no surprise that he won the Nobel Peace Prize, the Literature Award, you know. So we recorded it, and then we did a live tour. We had Amy Helm, we had Anders Osborne, we had Jackie Green, and we had Robert Randolph. And it was recorded live, and it just came out last year. So it got the excitement up again. Joan put together a band. We got Cindy involved. We got Will Bryan involved, Gail Ann Dorsey involved, Lee Falco involved. And we had guests of Anders Osborne and
Jack Petrozelli.
Yeah, Jack Petrozelli.
Amy.
Yeah, Amy couldn't make it this time. Yeah. But so we had Songs of Bob Dylan at the Colony on Sunday. And Cindy was a guest, and it was a beautiful day, and you guys came. It was really lovely.
Yeah, it was a really wonderful day. And to hear the interpretations of Dylan's music the way you did it was great. Will Bryant has an amazing ear and an amazing touch on the keyboard. So whether he's filling with some kind of orchestral swells or some B3 sounds, he's playing beautiful piano sounds in between.
Sure.
And Jack, your playing is amazing as well.
Thank you.
So enough of that. Let's talk about the future now.
Okay.
Cindy was the, of course, special ingredient of the night.
Always.
Sounded beautiful, adding texture and color to all of the Dylan interpretations. Mm-hmm. And Joan's sounding better and better as time goes on.
Indeed.
Yeah. So now let's focus on the show. Rock the Quarry is happening at Opus 40. It's going on this Saturday, and it begins at 1 p.m. or so.
Well, it begins at 2 with a free pop-up. So those of you...
Yeah, you might want to get there at 1, park your car.
The official concert starts at 6. Doors will be at 5. But during the day, there's going to be artists that will be around the sculpture, and then there'll also be scattered in the woods. And I don't want to give it away, but we got some really special guests that are going to be there. So if you happen to be at Opus checking it out during the day, you can walk around and you can hear some free music. And then the concert starts at 6, and we have Ginger Wynn, Kendrick McNeely, and of course headlining is Gail Ann Dorsey. We got Simi Stone, Brian Mitchell, Jay Collins, myself, Cindy Cashdollar, Will Bryant, Lee Falco, Ben Zirwin on bass. It's something that Opus wanted to do. As you know, Opus has been having music for the last few years, but they wanted to do something specifically that focused on Hudson Valley musicians.
Because, how cool.
Because Harvey and Barbara Fight would have parties there in the day. And they were the board was telling me that Orleans, John Hall would play there. Mm-hmm. Sonny Rollins would play there. They would have these massive parties. You could imagine what that was like in the day, right? So they want to keep that spirit alive. So they asked me to curate something for that day. I'm so pleased and honored that they did. And so here we are. And it's I hear it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's going to be a perfect day for popping up and seeing Rock the Quarry Music Festival. Now, I have a question. Is Jay Collins playing with a full band?
Yes.
Is Brian Mitchell playing with a separate full band?
No, it's all the house band. So the house band is myself, Cindy, and Cindy's going to have her own special four songs as well.
Cool.
Will Bryant, Lee Falco, and Ben are the house band, yeah.
Sweet. Well, that should be great. Ben is an amazing bass player. Now, Jack, what do you have in store for the people? What kind of music are you going to be presenting?
It's everything. It really is, which is kind of cool. When you think about how rich the musicianship and the artistry is up here, you get this variety of music. So it's singer-songwriter. It's going to be something with a New Orleans kind of vibe, which Brian does. It's going to be R&B, what Simi does and what Jay does. And then, you know, it's music from the last 100 years is what Cindy kind of brings to the table.
Mm. Yeah. Cindy, from the last 100 years, which is your favorite era?
Well, if we have about another two hours, we might be able to go over that. That's a hard one to pick. There is so much great music.
Who's your favorite slide or dobro player?
Oh, that's a tough one too. Boy, I was like anybody and everybody, a huge David Lindley fan, and Ry Cooder. And John Fahey, who was a very eclectic acoustic guitarist that did one album, I believe, was slide guitar. Mm. I got it when I was still learning how to play just regular guitar because I liked the cover. It was an old tintype photo of slaves on a raft going down the river. And John Fahey played bottleneck guitar on that record. So that's what I started trying to learn, was trying to copy his open tunings.
Wow.
So there's so many great slide players. My gosh. I mean, it's really hard to name them all. Sonny Landreth, of course, I've always been a big fan of Sonny's. And Sonny and I toured together. We will be here in the Hudson Valley pretty soon.
Coming up, right?
Coming
in
up
October
shortly.
Or something. Right?
September, yeah. So, yeah.
And if you have ever had the opportunity and missed it and did not go see Sonny Landreth and Cindy Cash Dollar playing together, well, you're a fool. And you may have a chance in the future because it is dynamic and amazing. I've seen the two of you play, and at times, I'm not kidding, it's like a full symphony is coming out of both of their guitars. I can't tell who's doing what or what's coming out of the main speakers, but it is thrilling and very pleasing to the ears. So that's always a cool thing. So check out Sonny and Cindy. And Jack and Cindy play together as Too Many Guitars with Brandon. And that's coming up at Opus 40 on Saturday. What time are you guys playing? Or are you popping up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack in the Box everywhere.
Yeah, the concert starts at 6, and then it just goes from there. It's going to go to 9:30, and we'll get everybody on stage at the end for one big song that we'll all do together.
And here's a good one. Gail Ann Dorsey. Is she playing with her own band house band?
Yeah, she's playing with the house band. She's going to do a solo material, but she will do a couple songs with the house band. Yeah.
And she has a new recording coming out.
Yes, we'll be playing a couple songs off that new recording.
Gail is going to be a guest here on the Up and Running Morning Show this Friday.
Yay.
As well. So I'm very looking forward to that, and she'll probably repeat a lot of this info, but in her own special way. So my friends, Jack Petruzzelli and Cindy Cash Dollar, are hanging on to guitars at this point, and I'm wishing they're going to play a song soon. You got one?
Okay.
All right. Jack Petruzzelli, Cindy Cash Dollar, live, 98.1 KZE. Thank you.
river was whiskey, and I was a diving dub. If the river was whiskey, I was a diving dub. I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. Now the sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Let me do that again. Sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Wind gonna rise and blow my troubles away. Put your pretty arms around me like the circle around the sun. Put your loving arms around me, honey, like the circle around the sun. Put your loving arms around me, honey, like the circle around the sun. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me till the cows come home. And I was a diving dove.
Too many guitars. Jack Petruzzelli, Cindy Cashdollar. If you see the advertisement for Too Many Guitars, that's who it is. So definitely go and see them. And don't miss out on Rock the Quarry Music Festival. There's only 5 days left. It starts at 2 o'clock on the grounds of Opus 40 in, as I mentioned, Saugerstock. And starting at 2 o'clock musically, special pop-up music throughout the Opus 40 landscape. So they'll be on the rocks, they'll be behind some statues, and it's a beautiful place to visit. So bring a blanket, bring some chairs, bring some kids, bring everybody you know. It's priced effectively and affordably. And Jack, what else can you tell the people about the gig?
You know, they wanted to have a little festival. This is like a day festival. That's why we have so many artists that are part of the scene here. And it even extends into what this pop-up situation is during the day. So it really is a full day. There's going to be food trucks there. It's great for families. Bring a picnic if you like. Bring a picnic blanket. And for those of you that haven't been to Opus 40, or even for those that have, I consider it one of the seven wonders of the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much culture and richness up here. Like when my wife and I moved up here in 2018, we just started exploring everything from the Hudson River School painters, you know, Thomas Cole and
Frederick Church.
Yeah, the Frederick Church House. And then, of course, the history of music. Cindy put together a show at Maverick with Rachel Yamagata and Joan Osborne, the house band that I was in. That place is really special.
Yeah.
That was the first time that I was there and getting to know the history and the artist colony that existed. And they built that beautiful structure.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, significant for a number of reasons, but John Cage did his 4 minutes and whatever the seconds are for that, the silence piece where he just sat behind the piano and did nothing. That was done there.
Or was it?
Is the question.
Deep recording.
Listen. Yeah, yeah. But Opus 4 is just a
Jack,
great
I have to tell the folks that Jack Petrozelli is a member of the Fab Four, and they are the world's fiercest Beatles exploration band.
I love that.
Yeah.
Fierce.
Yeah. Well, you are. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
When I went to say hi to you the other day at Colony, I overheard you say something like, oh, yeah, we got a gig coming up at Radio City. So tell the folks, is that one sold out?
It's at the Beacon. We had played Radio City in 2007, and that was exciting because we did sell that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
But since then, we have a yearly show at the Beacon in November. Last year, we did the White Album. This year, it's going to be a psychedelic show. So you could only imagine, right, when you start, like, peeling away, what songs go with the psychedelic show?
Well,
a lot. I Am the Walrus. Day in Life, all those quirky songs off Yellow Submarine.
Can you do Tomorrow Never Knows live?
Oh, yes, we can. And I'll tell you a quick story. So years ago, Will Lee, the bass player in the band, was part of an event that Paul McCartney was on. Mm. So they got to talking, and Will said to him, look, I have to tell you that I'm in a Beatle tribute band. And Paul turned to Will and asked him, he goes, do you guys do Tomorrow Never Knows? And Will said, as a matter of fact, we do. And then Paul said, well, you must be pretty good then. Yeah. So we do Tomorrow Never Knows. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cindy, what's coming up? Shows with Sonny?
Yeah, I have shows with Sonny in September, I believe. On September 4th, we're going to be at the Falcon. Mm. And cool. I believe the day before that, on the 3rd, we're at the Iridium in New York City.
Ah.
So we're in a few different places. I think we're showing up at the Barn, Levon Helm Studios, later in the month. We got a couple of different excursions in September. And then I'll be up at the Full Moon Resort in Big Indian for the Masters of the Telecaster, featuring tons of guitar players, G.E. Smith and Larry Campbell and Jim Weider. I'll be doing I don't play Telecaster, but I'll be doing a slide guitar workshop for Lap Steel. And my good friend Carolyn Wonderland's going to be there.
Do you borrow
there.
A Telecaster for that, or you just say nah?
No, I'm just a renegade there.
The Masters of the Telecaster.
But I enjoy, that's right, I enjoy all of them. And then when that's done, I'll be going out with Carolyn Wonderland and Shelley King and band to do some shows with them that
Playing
following
with
weekend.
Them?
Yes.
On stage with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so that'll
that
be,
cool.
That'll be right the first week of October, and I think we're at the Colony in Woodstock.
Cool.
So you can check out my website, CindyCashDollar.com or CarolynWonderland.com. So, and I'll be back out on the road in November with Sonny as well.
Sweet. Well, we can't wait. Jack, what's the best way for folks to keep tabs of you and to keep in touch?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Jack Petrozelli. I guess that's the best way to do that.
All right. You want to wish everyone well with another song, please. And don't miss out on Rock the Quarry Cindy Cash Dollar, Jack Petruzzelli, Simi Stone, Jay Collins, Brian Mitchell, Lee Falco, Ben Zwerin, Will Bryant, Kendra McKinley, Ginger Wynn, pop-up events throughout the day starting at 2 o'clock. So get there early and bring a blanket, some chairs, and maybe some outer wear. Yeah. And you'll be all set.
Outer wear?
Yeah, it's outside. Well, I'm looking
That's
forward
good.
To it. Yeah. You got another song? What do you want to play?
Well, we do, actually. We're going to do the stripped down acoustic version. Well, it was acoustic. We're going to do Memphis Blues, which is the track he played off of my record with Albert Lee just before we kicked this thing off. So,
what a treat. So we heard the recorded version, and
now
we're going
to
hear
a live
version. And maybe you get to hear it again on Saturday if you're lucky. So get tickets and don't miss out. They're very reasonably priced. 356 George Sickle Road in Saugerties. And it's right off 212. Or if you come the other way, it's from the other way. But you won't miss it. And it's centrally located between Saugerties and Woodstock, Saugerstock. Here they are, Too Many Guitars, live on 98.1 KZE. And thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having us here in the morning. Well, here's that Memphis Blues is written by W.C. Handy. So for all of those at home who are playing along, it starts out in the key of E.
Okay, thanks for reminding me. Good.
Cindy Cash Dollar, Jack Petruzzelli, Too Many Guitars, Rock the Quarry this Saturday. Don't miss it. Thank you.
One, two, three. Organic version.
Well, in my humble opinion, two more of the seven natural wonders of the Hudson Valley have been in the studio today. You got Opus 40, you got Jack Petruzzelli and Cindy Cash Dollar, 3/7 of the seven natural wonders of the Hudson Valley. Thanks for being here, folks. And we will keep on moving with a brief break from our sponsors. So please pay attention, support them, and keep on 98.1 KZE for all kinds of special, great things.